Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Yesterday, a listener said God does not answer prayers anymore. Well, as I promised to do, today I'm sharing with you an example of how God answered one of my prayers. The year was 1980. Nancy and I were the proud parents of our first child, a one-year-old son. I was managing a small Christian radio station in Decatur, Alabama. I'd been there just over 2 years. In the spring of that year, I began to sense that God was moving me on to something else. And so Nancy and I began praying for God to clearly show us His will for us. Our heart's desire was for it to be somewhere closer to our families back in Michigan. Well, during my student days at Moody Bible Institute, I roomed with Bob. Bob was now working for Moody Radio in Chicago. And so on a Friday afternoon, I called Bob, asking him if Moody Radio had any openings. He told me there was an opening in Spokane, Washington. Well, my first thought was, that's not closer to Michigan. It's even further away. He asked if he should send me an application, to which I said, no, I wasn't interested in moving to Spokane, Washington. Now, that was Friday afternoon. That Sunday, I had been given the opportunity to share about our radio ministry during an evening service at a church I'd never been to, located about 25 miles away in Huntsville, Alabama. Following the service, a lady came up to me to say hi, and she said the most incredible thing to Nancy and I. She said, "My husband is the station manager at the Moody Radio Stations in Spokane, Washington." Now, I'll let that sink in for a moment. This was no coincidence. God was answering our prayers. After I picked Nancy up off the floor, the first thing out of my mouth was, "Do they still have that opening?" And she asked if I was interested, and my response was, "I think I should be." Well, Monday I called Bob back, told him of our experience, asked him to send the application, and a short time later, we were moving to Spokane, Washington. Does God answer prayer? Indeed, He does. Well, I'd love to hear your story or stories of how God has answered your prayers. You can write to us at WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. That's WRVM, Wisconsin's Radio Voice of the Master, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can email us. Our email address, simply wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.